Good morning, everyone. God has blessed us to see another Sunday morning, and it is good to be here. Our lesson this morning is titled, Called as the Intercessor. Our Bible passage is from John, the 17th chapter, the 14th through the 24th verses. This lesson actually begins back in the 14th chapter of John as Jesus is comforting his disciples. He is letting them know his time on earth is short. It's like when your mother or father is trying to educate or enlighten you by saying, you need to heed what I am saying, because I won't be with you always. Except Jesus is telling them, I will be with you always, although I will not be here in physical form. I will be living inside you as my Father dwells within me, because he and I are one. When I leave, because you believe in me, I will be dwelling inside you, and you and I will be one with my Father. Jesus also warns them of the persecutions to come because of their belief in him. He tells them, anyone who becomes a follower of me after they have heard the word of God from you and has chosen to follow my commands, they too will be persecuted. The disciples were told they have a relationship with God the Father that exists only because of their belief in him. And anyone else who believes in him will have life after death because of his Father. When Jesus completed this teaching moment with his disciples, he began to pray. He prayed not only for the safety of the disciples, but also for the safety of all believers, all who have chosen to come out of the world and into a life of promise. He also prayed for the future believers, such as those of us who have chosen to come to him through the teaching of his word. In this age, every Christian that has accepted Christ did so directly because of the discipleship that began with Jesus' original disciples. Jesus finally prays for the unity of all Christians for all time, no matter where in the world they live. And as Christians, we tend to know when we are in the presence of another believer. And it doesn't matter where you are. My wife and I travel a little bit, and as we were strolling through a particular museum, this couple started a conversation with us, and we felt very comfortable talking with them. As we continued our talk, we inquired about their faith. We weren't surprised to find out they were believers as well. They were retired and had traveled from New Zealand to the United States and were touring the various parts of this country. After our conversation ended, we went our separate ways. This and other incidents validate the fact we will know one another because of the Holy Spirit dwelling within all who have accepted Jesus as their Savior. And I close with this statement. As we intercede for others, we are following in the footsteps of our Lord, who intercedes for us every day. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come to you this morning thanking you for all that you do for us. We thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning, clothed in our right minds, able to look to the sky and see a beautiful sun that you have placed in the sky this morning. We thank you, Father, for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. You have given us food on our tables, clothes on our back, roofs over our heads, all these things that you have provided for us, Father, and we say thank you for them. We give your name the glory for everything that we have, because we own nothing. You have placed this in our hands, and you ask us to do well with it. And we thank you, Father, for your guidance that you give us so that we can do good things for people and do good things for one another. We thank you for your indwelling spirit that's within us, Father, that guides us step by step, day after day. But Father, this morning we ask you to remember our frontline workers, because they're still, as we say, fighting the good fight, taking care of those that are not doing well, that have been impacted by this pandemic. We pray, Lord, for their families as they continue to support their loved ones, Father. We thank you, Father, for their sacrifice on all fronts. We continue to pray for our soldiers that are placed in harm's way, Father, here and abroad. We pray, Father, for our government and how we've made this transition. And we pray, Lord, that you will guide the leaders in the directions that you would want them to go, and they make decisions that are for the benefit of each and every citizen of this country. And as we work together to continue to progress in this democracy, Father, that is founded on your word, that we will be a guide for other countries to follow, Father. We ask you, Father, to remember all of those, Father, in our church family who are suffering through various illnesses. Some of them have come through the pandemic and they're in the healing process, Father. And we thank you for blessing and touching their bodies. And we ask you to continue to touch their bodies and give them the healing that only you can provide. We ask you, Father, to remember each and every member of our congregation. And we ask special prayer, Father, for our pastor. She gives all she has, dear Lord, and we ask you, Father, to allow her to get some rest time, some time to close her eyes and have a cup of tea, Father, or something that will help her to relax. She has a great burden on her shoulder, dear Lord, and not only her, Father, but every pastor that is pastoring a church, they have a great responsibility, Father, and we ask you to touch each and every one of them and bring them comfort and restore them and rejuvenate them. They know that you are walking with them and that you hold them close to your heart, but they still need time, Father, to rest and revitalize themselves. We thank you, Father, for all that you do for us each day, and we thank you for what you're doing for us right now. And we'll forever give your name the praise and all the glory for all that you do. And in the name of your son, Jesus, we say, amen. Have a blessed day, people.